my take on this is that you have to view all of this, the energy crisis in Europe, as a parallel to the hot war in Ukraine. There's an economic war going on between Russia and the European Union and the United States. The United States and the European Union, when they sanctioned Russia and they put these nuclear so-called financial sanctions on, which were quite effective, but they very specifically made a carve out for oil and gas. Putin knows that within 2 to 3 years, if left alone, the European Union is going to become independent of natural gas. They're not going to buy his natural gas. And for the meantime, they're quite dependent. So this is a lever he has. The consequences for ordinary citizens, it's going to depend on what country you're in. Some countries are much more dependent on Russian gas than others. And it also depends on how much of the electricity in your country comes from natural gas. Because after a given country burns all the coal, all the nuclear energy, all the hydro that they have, they've got to turn to natural gas, and that price is extremely high. So that knocks up the price of all the electricity. So the governments in the European Union, and Brussels in particular, is trying to what they call decouple the high price of gas from the high price of electricity, so that that can't be passed on. It's not really clear how this is going to impact the individual homes, because it depends on what the governments do to protect them, whether they'll give them subsidies, whether they'll put windfall profit taxes on the companies and return that money. Europe is not in a good situation. It was overdependent on Russia, did not develop their indigenous gas that they should have developed. And there's an overdependence, I would say, on renewables without any storage. So if we're so unlucky as to have a year without much wind or without much sun in the wintertime, it could get very bad. LNG is going to be very important for Europe. Qatar supplies almost every country, and they're negotiating now with the Germans. Right now, the United States, about 70, 75% of its LNG is going to Europe, not to Asia. And they're actually supplying more LNG to Europe than Russians are supplying gas.